Kiss 95.1.
Of course, you could be anonymous. Could be a confession that's funny. Could be a confession that's serious.
You never know.
Something that you've been holding in for a long time. Something that just happened.
You know, if your confession makes the air, you could get a $300 Southwest Airlines voucher. And it's all thanks to our friends at WCCB, Charlotte CW. Life Sentence airs Wednesdays at 9.
All right. You ready to get this started, Loren?
Let's do it.
Let's bring in Anonymous from Denver. You're first up on Confession Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to confess?
So when I was in middle school, there was a boy in gym class that would always pick on me in front of all the other boys. And I'd go in the locker room and cry. Aww. And then when I was in high school, I worked at a Starbucks. And I hadn't seen this kid in years because he went to a different high school. And I looked through the window when he was ordering. I could see him in the car. And when he was coming up, I was like, oh, I'm going to get him. So I made his drink decaf to get back at him.
You know, I just don't feel the same this morning. I'm still dragging a little bit.
You know, I don't drink coffee. Do you taste a difference?
No, you can't really taste the difference, but you can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel the difference.
Okay.
Now, did you feel better about yourself after that, Anonymous?
It's just funny to look back on. It was a funny little way when I was a kid to feel like I've got it stuck to him.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
You.
Hold on a second. Nicole, do I need to put them back on hold? No, they're good. Okay. Well, okay. Thanks for calling, Anonymous.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
All right. Let's do Anonymous in Gastonia. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday. What would you like to confess on this snowy morning?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, you're live.
Like my mom, she got pregnant before she met my dad, but she told my dad that it was his. And 37 years later, my uncle tells me that my sister is not really my half sister. I mean, she's my half sister, not my whole sister.
So you don't share the same dad?
No, but my sister doesn't know this yet.
So is your sister really your dad's dad?
No, not biologically.
So both of you have different fathers?
Yeah. Well, he's my real dad, but not her real dad.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Who is her real dad, do you know?
I think he passed away a couple years ago.
Man, so you think you're going to tell her this?
Oh, my gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do that.
I mean, we've heard this story before on the show, Roy, and isn't it like if it comes down, like people say they you should know who your parents are just based on health, if they ever need to have
health information,
what runs in your family and stuff,
right.
Yeah.
But also, whoever your dad is, it doesn't have to be whoever's biologically your father,
sure.
You know what I mean? Like your dad could be any father.
Sure, absolutely. You know? No, I get that. I just meant a lot of times like people want to know, you know, hey, maybe you have he has a kidney disease and it wants to go on to, you know, they want you to be screened for it or whatever.
You know, and I have a close friend that did exactly that, you guys, that she did not tell the father that it was it wasn't his kid. And I still today, it's one of those things that I'm like, I feel like it's going to backfire.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how long you can keep that secret.
Yeah.
Why do you know?
Why do I know? Because I know who she actually
conceived with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got another Ex-Lax confession. That seems to be a very popular one. We'll get to that. Plus, someone was getting married and their ex contacted them before the marriage. How far did they go? We'll find out coming up on another round of Confession Wednesday.
Now it's your turn. 95.1.
So if your confession gets on the air, you're going to be in the running to get a free flight from Southwest Airlines, $300 gift card. All thanks to our friends at Life Sentence on the CW, WCCB here in Charlotte.
Reports coming in from all over the area of snow falling here. Yeah. Surprise snow for some up north. It's sticking, so be careful.
Surprise snow for us here in South End.
Yeah.
I look outside and we've got flurries.
That is true. We're going to tell you how you can win a free beer for life coming up in less than 10 minutes, but we got to get down to business.
I have a confession to make.
Go on.
It's Confession Wednesday on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Yes, 95.1.
All right, let's continue Confession Wednesday with Anonymous and Lenore. You are live on the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey there.
Hey. So
yeah. I recently got married not that long ago, and probably about a couple weeks before, you know, the date was set to go on, I had an ex contact me, and, you know, we had been previously dating, and his girlfriend had gotten pregnant, and so he made the decision to get back to her, even though he was with me at, you know, at the time. And so he was like, whenever he contacted me, it was just out of the blue, random, and he was like, I love you, I've always loved you, don't marry him, you know, just let me go take you out to dinner, we'll go do this, I don't want to miss out on this opportunity. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
Because, I mean, it was just randomly out of the blue. Like, I mean, you know, from nowhere. And it's just, because I Facebook stalked him.
Yeah.
Later on, I found out that his girlfriend was actually pregnant with their second child. So I'm like, okay, this makes sense now.
Mm. So you didn't end up going to dinner with him, did you?
No.
And yeah. How did he reach out to you?
I love my husband. He Facebook messaged me.
Okay.
You love your husband, but you haven't told your husband.
No. But
some things they don't need to. Here's the thing.
I agree with that.
She didn't do anything with it.
Kill him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I totally agree with that. I think half the problem with society now is we all know everything. Everybody knows way too much. About each other, what goes on in the world. I even feel like government. Like, I don't want to know. You all do your thing. Cut my taxes, and I'll be happy.
I think that it's not worth the drama
telling
him. I mean, it's not that I'm hiding it, but, you know, I'm worried about anything.
There was nothing there, so why bring it up?
Exactly.
Right, gotcha.
If he asked about it, thanks, Anonymous. I mean, I wouldn't hide it, but, I mean, there's no real need to bring it up.
Let's go with Anonymous in Fort Mill. What's your confession?
So, I was married, and we're now been divorced by 10 years, but we were arguing and, you know, made dinner one night and had mashed potatoes. Well, I crushed up like 3 egg flaps and put them in his mashed potatoes. They were orange. Why he didn't realize that his potatoes were orange tins, I don't know, but he then, when he got home the next day, to tell me he had almost to make it work because he was going to crap in his pants.
Wait, why did he get the, why put the X-Lax in the mashed potatoes? What was
he
the revenge?
He made me mad. We were arguing, and he just, by that point, we were arguing all the time. I was set up.
I like how he didn't notice the orange mashed potatoes.
Yeah, or the strange taste that went along with it.
Can that be our X-Lax confession of the day so we don't get 8 more? Because it seems like y'all people put X-Lax all the time in people's things.
You know, I'm waiting for the one day we get an X-Lax story and they're like, and nothing happened. His stomach handled it.
He had a stomach of iron.
This is
Anonymous.
Anonymous in Iron Station. You are on the MRL Morning Show with Confession Wednesday.
Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to confess?
Back in September, I had a friend call me from Fuquay. I live down here, so it's 3 hours away, and told me that my brother was on the news and was wanted for a robbery at the Harris Teeter. So I got a hold of the police department, speaking to the detective on the case, and asked him if there was any way that he could screenshot me.
Oh, we're losing her.
Man.
Anonymous?
Me.
Are you there? We're losing your phone. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's just cutting in and out.
So
get out of the car.
Okay, be careful.
And so he sent me a picture of the suspect, and it was my brother.
Oh, no.
So I gave him the information. Well, my brother had just gotten out of prison during his fourth time on June 5th. And then on 9/11, he went and robbed another store.
I thought you were going to say you hid your brother.
Me too.
From the police. Okay, you turned him in.
I turned him in, yes.
And he has no idea that you were the one that turned him in.
No, and he goes to court this month, at the end of this month, and they're charging him with habitual. He's getting 5 to 7.
Oh, wow. Now, do you
get it? He's been in 4 times.
Do you get like a reward when you turn someone in?
No, he asked if I had wanted it, because there was a reward actually on the Facebook page, but I just couldn't. I told him no, I didn't want it.
Wow.
That the reward actually was just. He's really bad on drugs, and he's more safe locked up.
So so you really think, in a way, that he would never understand you're helping him?
No.
Hey, is this the first time you've ever turned him in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, like, you're following him around. Like, every time he does something, you turn him in.
Would you turn Vin, your brother, in?
I don't know. Yeah. See, there's another layer there.
Depends on what it was.
Well, she said he's, you know, on some medications or whatever he's on, so he's probably safer that way. Mm-hmm. If it were for my brother's safety, I think I would have a harder time not turning him in. But if it was, I don't know.
I think if I had a family member, a brother come to me, let's say murder, I would be
going that route?
Yeah, murder. Okay. Let's say murder, right? That's the big granddaddy.
No,
right?
I don't think I could hide somebody over
I
that.
Wouldn't hide him, but I would tell him, I'm just get away from, like, you're not staying here.
Uh-huh.
Get away from me. And if the police came and asked, I would tell them, but I don't know if I would.
Go to the police.
I don't know. It's family, man. I know it's probably not the right thing to say, but I'm just guessing hypothetically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you don't know what happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know if it was self-defense or what the...
I know Cindy, your mom would hide you in a heartbeat, boy. She would build you a bunker and send food down.
You know what? She'd be like, they probably deserved it, sweetheart. Come on home. You come on home.
Here's a buffet for you.
I'll protect you, baby. All right, let's talk with Yvonne in Spruce Pine. You are on the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Well, I used to work at a welding shop up here, and I was the only female. And my supervisor was always talking smut to me.
Mm.
And I got tired of it, but I didn't want to tell on him and then be a tattletale. So I came in early and I tack welded all his tools to his table and told the rest of the guys. And we all waited for him to come in. You should have seen the look on his face when he couldn't pick his hammer up and he couldn't figure out why. And it was worth it. It really was. And, he, after that, he really never bothered me again.
Wow.
There you go. Good for you being the only female in a pretty much male-dominated occupation.
Yeah.
All right, one more to finish up Confession Wednesday.
Great. This is Anonymous in Charlotte. You are on the MRL Morning Show. What would you like to confess?
Good morning. I'd like to confess, I had been sleeping with this guy for a while. I knew he was married. I guess last night I got bored and decided to contact the wife. And I don't know, I guess I just told her everything. Like, I told her we'd been sleeping together for a year. I sent her screenshots, pictures, everything.
All because you were bored? Or your conscience got the best of you? Like, was it really boredom or were you feeling...
No, he hit me up that evening and I was like, I'm just really kind of done with this. I think I'm good.
Huh.
And I got bored later that night and I was like, man, why'd I do that? And then I was like, screw it, watch this.
Interesting.
So how did the wife take it?
Oh, speaking that I know her, she was not happy.
How well did you know her?
Since I've known him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you really think you did the right thing here and, like, maybe it's your way of erasing what you felt guilty doing?
Oh, I didn't feel guilty doing it.
Oh, you didn't?
Okay.
See, some people would feel guilty about doing it and be like, well, if I told her, then maybe my guilt would go away.
That's why I asked her, were you really bored or did your conscience get the better of you?
Yeah.
Said, nope, just bored.
Okay. All right.
Just bored.
Thanks, Anonymous. And that's why we have War of the Roses, people.
Yeah. Judgment free, man.
Totally.
Judgment free.
What a great Confession Wednesday. Thank you. We'll do it again next week, I believe. Do we have another Southwest next week? Today was the last one?
No,
okay.
That was it.
Okay, good. Well, thank you so much to Life Sentence on WCCB, Charlotte CW, 9 o'clock tonight. Producer Nicole will contact somebody off the air and let you know if you've won the $300 Southwest Airlines gift card along with some other goodies from that show. We're getting reports of snow falling all over the area. I guess north of here, it's like really sticking.
Yeah.
Look at people's Instagram and Facebook pages.
Really?
I really thought that if it did snow, it'd be just a couple flurries. I didn't think that people would be under, like, winter weather advisory.
I guess. Yeah, it's just a big burst that's coming out of nowhere, out of the blue.
Watch it been predicted for weeks, and we're just...
No, you know
totally
me.
In the dark about it.
Yeah.
I'm a weather nerd, and I know that this was not...
You know,
on people's lists.
My new Jeep gives, like, it has push notifications on it. I haven't figured out how to shut it off yet.
Of course you haven't.
But
your Jeep talks to you?
Well, yeah, I get, like, these winter advisory things.
That's
but
cool.
I've gotten probably 15 in the last 2 days, and it's so annoying to me because I'm like, it's not snowing here. It's not going to snow here.
Yeah.
And I look outside now, it's snowing.
Right. It thinks you're in Asheville.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, Loren is the worst driver. We're going to get into that conversation coming up at 8:30 this morning.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
And but before we drop a bomb on Loren and talk about her poor driving, she's going to shine with the dirty on the 30.
Yes, and we're also going to get into how you can win free beer for a year, Manny.
So what did Miley Cyrus do this time that she's being sued for $300 million? That's a lot of money.
Doesn't matter. I guarantee you, if we put Miley Cyrus in your Jeep, she could back it up into a spot.
Okay, enough. I'll tell you what Miley Cyrus did to be sued for that amount of money coming up in the Dirty and 30 on 30.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.